Hello and welcome to Her Money, Her Choice podcast, hosted by Dawn Green, Pamela Sams, and Cassandra Stiff, a podcast where financial empowerment meets feminine strength. Join us as we delve into insightful conversations, inspiring stories that aim to uplift, educate, and motivate us. Ladies, we're transforming lives $1 at a time.
Welcome to Her Money, Her Choice. I am Pamela Sams, one of your hosts of this great podcast, and I have with me Dawn and Cassandra. Introduce yourself, Dawn.
Hi, people. It's Dawn Green. I am a wealth management advisor with Wisdom, Wealth, and Winning, where we help you obtain wisdom and create wealth. And I am located in Delaware.
And Cassandra.
Hello out there. Cassandra Stiff, investment advisor, coming to you from Atlanta.
Awesome. And I am coming to you from the DMV. I forgot to say that. So today we will be talking about how do we parent our parents with their finances? Yes. Unfortunately, at some point in our lives, we will be what they consider a sandwich generation. We will be taking care of our own kids, and we will also be taking care of our parents as they enter the aging process. So recently, you know, I lost my mom a couple of years ago. But prior to that, when my dad passed away in 2001, leaving my mom a widow after 50 years, she was trying to figure out finances on her own because my dad took care of most of the finances in the household. And she was doing okay for a while, but then unfortunately, she fell behind on some bills, dementia set in. And so there was a point where we really needed to go in to make sure things were being taken care of. It was one of those things that, you know, as a prideful mother, I really have to come to the fact that she had to disclose what was going on in the household with her finances. As we know, most people, you don't talk about money, you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about sex, right? So they didn't want, she didn't want to talk about the money for a long period of time. And unfortunately, we did need to do that. So we found out that she had fell victim, unfortunately, to some financial abuse. People had been calling. She had been giving out information. So these are some of the things that we have to deal with when we're dealing with our parents and their finances. Cassandra, any take on, you know, any experiences with that? Or
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. So I lost my mom in 2021, but when she took ill, I can't tell you how important it was to have a power of attorney and a medical health care directive. These things are so very important because I literally had to make decisions on her behalf. She was still coherent. She wasn't suffering from Alzheimer's, but she was older. You know, she didn't always understand what the doctors were saying. And when she was hospitalized, she couldn't pay her bills. Of course, she still put her bills in the mail every month. And so, you know, thankfully, she added my name to her bank account years earlier. So it was easy for me to initially set things up to pay all of her bills online. But just imagine if, you know, when she took ill, she was in Wisconsin. I was here in Atlanta. And trying to talk to doctors and financial folks without having the proper credentials, it could have been disastrous. But thankfully, she was prepared, and largely because we knew at some point, you know, if the possibility would be there. So the POA, as well as the medical directive, all were essential, and her doctors, speaking with them and making sure I understood exactly what was taking place. So, you know, it's a topic that unfortunately most of us will be visiting and have some experience with.
Yeah. And having those important documents in place beforehand, before things go downhill, is really the thing. I know for a long time, my mother fought having a will after my dad had passed away. It's like, you know, oh, yeah, it's going to go to here and it's going to go to there. If you really want something in writing, so there is no back and forth with family, as though we love each other so much, money changes people. Tremendously. Yes. And if you don't have it outlined or written down what mom wanted, you know, somebody wanted the teapot, somebody wanted whatever, it's always going to be something that'll happen. So having those documents in place really helps out. Dawn, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I had to go through a similar experience with my mother-in-law. So my mother-in-law is located here in Delaware with us now. But prior to that, she was suffering from dementia, and her being prideful also would not ask us for help. And something just happened. And we were like, we need to go down there and see something was going on. So we went down, found out she was really in a bad state, but we could not help her at that time. They'll allow people to do things if they say they're able to make decisions they think they are. Yep. So we were, our hands were kind of tied a little bit. Fast forward, my mother-in-law was taken to a mental hospital because she came out of her house with a gun because she thought somebody was after her. Mm-hmm. So that kind of unfortunately put us in a position to be able to now help her, because if, what they do is they lock you up for 3 days and mm-hmm. they will release you. There doesn't mm-hmm. have to be anybody there to take you or pick you up. They will release you. So we had to go through that process. We had to get the PO away. She didn't have water. She hadn't paid her bills. The similar mm-hmm. situation, Cassandra, yeah. because people don't want to talk about what they need. Yeah. And so we got her to a position. That POA was helpful because we literally had to sell her house with that. And mm-hmm. if we hadn't had that, we wouldn't have been able to sell her house. We got right. added to her accounts. We had all of that we had to do. And again, I'm in Delaware and I got two kids that weren't so small, but they were younger. Mm-hmm. So now trying to manage back between Delaware and Atlanta was a lot. So agreed, having those documents in place are critical now. As a result of that experience, when I sat down with my parents, I'm like, okay, mom, I need you to add me to your accounts because I'm not doing this again. And so, you know, fast forward, my dad transitioned in 2020 and my mom, she was on me like, we need to get the will done. And mm-hmm. if there was anything else, she made sure that everything was done. Because again, like you said, money changes people and mm-hmm. people, family members who will come out to work. Didn't do a daggone thing when you was alive, but they will come and look for their share. Ain't that crazy?
That is so crazy, but they will. So
they will. But you know, that old adage, they told you were younger is one day you're going to have to take care of your parents, but you're so young when they say that you really don't even understand what that means.
Exactly.
Until you have to go through it.
Exactly. And I think of that song. What is that? Money, money, money. Money changes us. Almighty dollar. I mean, that's basically what happens.
Money, money, money.
With that, I think about that song because I've had, you know, throughout my career as well, you hear horror stories of what people go through with having to deal with their family when a situation where there is a death in the family and maybe not have proper documents
or illness
to do that. And you know, of course, you know, we think we're invincible and we don't put these things in place beforehand, but having these conversations with your parents is also important, because at some point, just like where we talked about this topic, you will have to parent your parents with their money. You know, you think back to the day where they first taught you about money. Now you're in a position where you need to really handle the finances for the household, for your parents at some point in time, unfortunately. Cassandra, anything to add on the discussion?
So yeah, Pam, as a takeaway, my suggestion would be have a family meeting. So take mm-hmm. the conversation even beyond your parents. Obviously, the parents are going to be the center of the conversation, but have a family meeting and designate who in the family is the individual that will be the go-to, so that if something happens, this person, everyone's comfortable with this person handling mom and dad's affairs. I think it's so important to have that conversation proactively. It organizes everyone. Something happens, everyone knows what to expect. Everyone knows who is playing what role. It just really takes the heartache out of the situation that you're going to be dealing with, whether it's illness or death or in death. That's already painful. But if you already have an understanding when things do happen, who's responsible and doing what, it just makes life a lot less miserable when it comes to handling money.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Don, your takeaway?
I think it's kind of building on what Cassandra said about having that point person. But the other thing, along with that point person, they need to know where all your documents mm-hmm. are. They need yeah. to know your passwords. So you think about how many passwords. Good so point. Like I'll use my mom as example. She has a book because mm-hmm. she's older. She'll be 80 this year. She's going to write yeah. her passwords in a book. But it's okay. I know where the book is at. So she has a password book where she keeps all her stuff. All her documents she has in one of those fireproof things. So I know where everything mm-hmm. is. So when that point person is kind of designated, then they need to have a conversation. Where is all of your stuff and where are your accounts? Because sometimes people don't realize, you know, when you got to go and try and find people's documents, like, especially if they're sick, like with my mother-in-law, we had to go look for everything and it wasn't easy. Yeah. So a couple takeaways are making sure that the people, whoever's designated, that you know where your parents' stuff is or that elderly person. Also, just to add on that takeaway, if you're a single person, have some people who are single or they might have one child, you really need to make sure that you put some other things in place to make sure financially you don't drain your family, especially if it's only one person. So I think we just need to make sure that we are also preparing what we need to do from a financial standpoint when we're taking care of our parents.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, just to add to both of your conversation about the takeaways is that those documents do come in handy, and then having the passwords, because in this digital age, there's so many passwords we need to certain things. And even as simple as your light bill or your gas bill, if somebody else is not on there, they're not talking to you at all. So really having the forethought to do and put these things in place before things go awry. Now, as we know, with family, especially with strong-willed parents, you know, there's maybe some kickback in the beginning on why you need to know this, why you need to know that, blah, 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 stay out of my business, all of this.
Stay out of my business.
You know, back in the day, stay out of grown folks' business.
Stay out of grown folks' business.
You know, just like Cassandra said, you know, with the family meeting at some point, coming to say, hey, mom or hey, dad, you know, you're getting up there in age. You know, this may happen. This could occur and all of those to ease the blow a little bit, because it's all about the independence and they don't want to give up the independence. That's how it's going to, you know, you have to take keys away from parents and stuff because they can't drive any longer. You know, they're a danger to themselves as well as people on the road. But that independence thing is hard for them to give up. So having the family meeting. And easing into the conversation. And it may take several times. It may take several family meetings to get to the point where, just like with my mom, you know, initially after my dad passed away, probably a year or two after, you know, she was still hung up on, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that sort of thing. So it took us several times to go through and say, okay, you need these things in place. You know, dad's no longer with you. We need to know what's going on. Designating a one person, like you said, to the control the medical directives as well as the financial. I was the financial lead, and then my sister is a doctor, so she was the medical. So really designating the people that you want in charge when you get to that.
It's a tough conversation. So
it's definitely a tough times, conversation.
Like you said, it's so critical.
Yep, and hitting them that way. So as we wrap up, we always leave you with a do it for yourself, because ladies, what do? We do everything for everyone else and we just don't do things enough for ourselves. So Cassandra, if you're going to share with us the do it for yourself for this week.
So the do it for me tip. So you guys know I'm into fitness and I'm into nutrition. Yeah. So my tip is around those two areas. First off, ladies, if you don't have some type of a device to keep track of how active you are, as simple as how many steps a day are you taking? And I won't give you a number to shoot for, but look at how many steps tracking each day and give yourself an additional goal the following day. So if you have a track, you can get something as simple as $15, $20 at Walmart, put the tracker on. Keep track of moving every day so that every day you're increasing your number of steps. And then my other tip is really managing what we eat. If we just really pay attention, you know, it's not to say that we can't have those treats that we enjoy, but we really need to be more conscious of what we eat. We need to be more active. And so really coming up with a couple of ideas or tools to use to help you track what you're eating. Now, I've got three recommendations. The first one is MyFitnessPal. You can just simply Google this. Is best overall, and it's free. Each one that I'm suggesting is free. MyFitnessPal, and then another free tool that allows you to track your nutrition and being physical is Fat Secret. And the last suggestion that I have is LifeSum, LifeSum, best for building healthy habits, lady. We have so much on our plate, so many folks looking to us from a responsibility standpoint. So we have to stay healthy for ourselves and our families. That's it, Pam.
Yeah, thank you very much. Those were some great things. Unfortunately, I had a forced diet change with a gallbladder removal recently. So it forces me to eat certain things and to stay away from certain things, or my body will definitely tell me not to do that anymore. So where can we find you guys? So Don, how can we find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and also Facebook. My business name is Wisdom, Wealth, and Winning. And I have a website that is just like it says, wisdomwealthandwinning.biz. So you can find me at those locations.
Awesome. And Cassandra?
You can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook. My name, Cassandra Stiff. You'll find me on either platform.
Awesome. And I'm Pam Sams. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jackson Sams Wealth, as well as my website, jacksonsams.com. And on LinkedIn, I'm under Pamela J. Sams, CRPC, MBA, BFA. It's a lot of designations. If you go there, you'll find out what they all mean as well. But thank you all for an engaging conversation on Her Money, Her Choice. We will see you next time. We're here and we're transforming lives $1 at a time.